This is Scott Becker on the Becker Business Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Rick Levin. Rick is both a brilliant business operator in his own right and then a brilliant angel investor with a venture capital fund. Rick, I want to talk to you about really three or four questions today. First, business leaders that you admire. Is there somebody that you admire specifically? Second, Amazon. Amazon is trying to paint itself as a friend of business. Is it a friend or foe to small and mid-sized business? And finally, we'll ask you a couple other questions as well. Rick, can you take one moment to introduce yourself, and then I'll tee you up with some of the questions.
Sure. Thank you, Scott. I'm Rick Levin, and for 30 years, I've been the president owner of Rick Levin & Associates, a Chicago-based national real estate and personal property auction company, having done thousands of auctions around the country for builders, bankers, the federal government, for personal property and real property. And as Scott mentioned, over the last 5 or 6 years, we've also started a small early stage venture capital fund and invested in many small promising upstart companies around the country.
Well, just magnificent. And talk about business leadership today. So many big, interesting names. 20 years ago, it was all Steve Jobs and Bill Gates. Today, it's Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and others. Any thoughts from you on business leaders that you particularly admire or respect or find interesting? A couple thoughts from you.
Sure. Well, I think that part of this podcast episode is really going to be about Seattle, because you can't help but admire, in my opinion, Bill Gates right now. Having built Microsoft into the juggernaut that it is, and at one point the wealthiest man in the world, he, of course, could have stayed at it and just continued with his business endeavors. But instead, he pivoted to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and searching for cures, essentially, for some of the viruses around the world. How prolific and visionary does it really turn out to be this year of all years, when the world is suffering from this terrible pandemic? And he is right there in the middle of the discussion about how to come up with a vaccine now that promising vaccines are out there, how to perhaps distribute these vaccines. So really a second, if you will, career, but really at the top of his game. And I don't see how any entrepreneur can look at someone other than Gates and say, wow, he made it to the top of the mountain, accumulating wealth, which is great. But after that, what else is there in life? And then to pivot to his philanthropic work and how important that is right now to the world. I just don't see another leader that compares to what he's accomplished so far in his life.
Fascinating. It's really amazing that companies like Microsoft, companies like Apple, have really thrived past the leadership of their founders, because they had created something so great and brought in so many great leaders behind them that these companies still thrive a great deal later. And that's fascinating, too, about the success of Bill Gates. Talk a little bit more. Any other business leader besides Bill Gates that you find particularly inspiring that you respect?
Well, of course, you look at the you can't help but not look at Elon Musk, of course, today. His mission to get us off of fossil fuels as far as automobiles, and it looks like he's perhaps turning a corner and maybe having success there with Tesla. And then, of course, his dual purpose of SpaceX and this notion of space exploration. At such a young age, he is really our Thomas Edison. And if of course, we weren't around during the heydays of people like Alexander Graham Bell and Thomas Edison and some of the great inventors of 100 plus years ago, even the Henry Fords of the world. Elon Musk really personifies all those people. When you think of the task that he's taking on, shifting the auto industry, which is an incredible feat, and then the possibility of us colonizing outer space. Ironically, his big competitor in that, aside from Richard Branson, is Jeff Bezos. But fortunately, these entrepreneurs have the strength, the energy, the vision, and the financial resources to hopefully get them to a place where we can eventually leave this planet, colonize other planets, and hopefully help perpetuate the human race into the stars.
Truly fascinating. And talk for a moment about another issue, Rick. Amazon famously has been sort of the enemy of small and mid-sized business. You and I can't talk to small and mid-sized business without being in fear or hating Amazon, even if they sell through them. Amazon's trying so hard to repaint itself as a friend to mid-sized and small business, as, you know, helping them on distribution and sales and so forth. What's your perspective? Is Amazon a friend or foe to small and mid-sized business?
Very complicated question. Of course, the nickname for that some have placed on Amazon is the Death Star, an allusion to the Star Wars ship, of course, that went around the galaxy destroying and killing other people. There's many businesses that can't survive if they did not have their relationship with Amazon. But you don't get to be the richest person in the world, typically, or that I'm aware of, without being ruthless and of course, brilliant and driven. And so I would think in the short term for many businesses, Amazon is a friend, but long term, Amazon is probably a foe to many, in that it's going to be difficult for many companies to compete with Amazon. And you see what happens even last week, I believe, when they announced that they're getting, which has been talked about for many years, about getting into the pharmaceutical space, the drugstore space, and you see the stocks of the CVS's and Walgreens just on that announcement going down 5 to 10%. So I would say small mom and pop businesses need to be careful, of course, if Amazon turns their focus on any of those sectors. Very dangerous for small business long term.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. And Rick, the economy's been through crazy upheavals this past year. Any sense of what you expect for the next 12 to 24 months? Will it get better? Will it get worse? What's your sense of where it's going?
I think the distribution of the vaccine next year is going to be, I believe it's going to be very complicated. And, of course, a certain amount of people won't even take the vaccine. There will be certainly sectors and businesses that thrive and do extremely well. Other businesses will continue to languish, and I don't know how some of those businesses come back, except in the long term. For example, movie theaters. We are going to go to movies again in theaters. There's no doubt. The question is when, and the question is whether the ownership groups of those movie theaters today will be the same ownership group 12 months or 18 months from now, if the perception is that it's still not safe to go to a movie theater. The same can be said with cruise ships, restaurants, and all the rest. I believe we are in for some very choppy economic news the next 6 to 9 months. Trying to forecast out beyond that would be a little difficult, except I don't believe it's going to be a one day where everybody sounds the all clear and everybody knows it's okay to go out. But once there is a perception that everything is safe again, of course there'll be an explosion of people wanting to go out and travel and frequent the Las Vegas Strip and all the rest. But for the next 6 to 9 months, I think it's going to be very treacherous out there.
Well, I assume that neither of us will go to the Las Vegas Strip, but people with lower moral scruples than us will do that, Rick.
That is correct. We'll probably go to some of the more local casinos. That would be my advice.
Exactly.
because you left out, you know, who's going to need those local casinos is these states and counties and municipalities who are really going to be suffering the next 6 to 12 months with their lost revenue.
And having to pay their bills. It's so actually true. It really is. Anyways, Rick, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Becker's Business Podcast. Always a pleasure to hear your thoughts. I always learn something. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you, Scott. Bye-bye now.